Thank you for sharing this journey through some of the Psalms with me over the past several weeks now. We're coming towards the end. As I sit here recording this, I'm hoping that church will soon begin to open up, not just for private prayer, but for corporate worship, and that we can at least begin to see the start of an ending to this lockdown journey, the promise of a return to normality. And so I don't think I'll be doing voice recordings with quite such frequency, although it will be important to keep in touch with those who don't yet feel confident to venture out. So the Psalms have been taking us on a journey, and I've remarked on a number of occasions that individual Psalms can take us on that journey from penitence to praise, from lament to hope. They move in that general direction of knowing that when we praise God, when we live in his presence, when we address our hearts and minds to him, it's then that we're really living most fully, most abundantly, most truly. And so this last Psalm, 150, the climax of the whole Psalter, is simply an outpouring of praise to God. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. You might know it to the music of Stanford and perhaps some of those glorious, praise-filled musical phrases will fill your mind as you hear these words. Alleluia. Oh, praise God in his holiness. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him upon the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dances. Praise him upon the strings and pipe. Praise him with ringing cymbals. Praise him upon the clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. God of life and love, whose Son was victorious over sin and death, make us alive with his life, that the whole world may resound with your praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.